Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. After 16 hours of deliberation, a federal jury has sentenced convicted killer Gary Lee Sampson to death. This is Sampson's second death penalty. Back in 2003, he pleaded guilty to killing two Massachusetts men and a third man in New Hampshire, and at that time was given the death penalty. However, that original sentence was vacated after a judge found evidence of juror misconduct in Sampson's first trial. WBUR senior reporter David Boeri is at the Moakley Federal Courthouse, and he was there at the handing down of Sampson's death penalty today. He joins us now. Hi there, David.
Hi, Meghna.
So tell us more. Sampson received one death penalty and one life sentence?
Recall that there are two victims in this case in Massachusetts. Jonathan Rizzo, age 19 at the time, Philip McCloskey, aged 69. So today there was essentially a split verdict, and the verdict, the jurors had to decide whether they should impose the death penalty or life in prison without the chance of parole. It was one or the other, a binary decision. And today they decided they split essentially the verdict regarding the two victims.
I see. So we've got some tape here from U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz, who spoke just after the sentence was handed down. Here she is.
And while we aren't disappointed in the verdict in the way that it was split, we believe that the verdict that was ultimately rendered with the life sentence and the death penalty, that the death penalty encompassed all of the crimes that he committed.
So U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz there saying that she's happy with the results. But, David, 16 hours of deliberation, is that relatively fast? Was it expected?
The first time around in 2003, the jurors took 11 hours. This is 5 hours longer than that. The jurors had several questions. They clearly, from their verdict form, they looked at it. They had their own characteristic independence, one might say. It seems like they have resolved issues, not always in favor of the government. It's very telling to look at this verdict that they've reached, although it's surprising that they didn't find a death penalty was warranted for the death of Philip McCloskey, who was repeatedly stabbed, according to Sampson's own confession. His head was nearly severed, an elderly man. It seemed to fit heinous, cruel, and indifferent, but they didn't do it. So on the other hand, remember, there's only two choices, and the other verdict is life in prison without the chance of parole. And today, Scott McCloskey, the son of Philip McCloskey, said, you know, it still ends up in a verdict of the death penalty. I'm glad it's done because he will die. And in that sense, if this verdict goes through, Sampson will be executed, although not for McCloskey's crimes. But the son said, I'm glad it's done. It's ended up in the right place. God rest my father. God rest in peace.
Right. Family members of the victims had to sit through that entire sentencing trial again, reliving the experience of hearing Sampson himself describe the heinous nature of his crime. But let me ask you, David, I'm reading also that there was something a little strange, a strange circumstance in court today. A juror tried to insert a note of some kind into the verdict.
That's right. It's not clear what that note was, but no one knows what's in the note, including the judge. At the end of the day, the jurors were polled individually, and they speak through their verdict. So each one was polled after the verdicts were announced, and each one said, I agree with the verdict. No one used the opportunity to say anything else. So this becomes a matter as much as so much of the testimony in this case will be for future appeals. We know about the death penalty, if we know anything. It is a long process of appeal. And so that's what we're looking for in this particular case.
Well, that's WBUR senior reporter David Boeri speaking to us from the Moakley Federal Courthouse in Boston. David, thank you very much.
You're welcome.